The centerpiece of President Obama's climate change policy has been the focus of public hearings this week around the country. The Environmental Protection Agency has proposed rules to cut greenhouse gas emissions from existing power plants by 30% over a 25-year period. NPR's Jeff Brady attended one hearing in Pittsburgh.
Coal had a big presence here this week. Miners marched through the streets of downtown Pittsburgh, and there was a coal industry rally that started with a prayer.
If you will, bow your heads. God of creation and life abundant.
Joel Watts with the West Virginia Coal Forum led the prayer, referring to God-given coal fields. He took aim at the White House and EPA.
Give us the strength to stand strong against those who lie to us and hide behind their laws.
After amen, there was applause. Coal has much to lose under the EPA's proposed rules. They're designed to reduce greenhouse gases, chiefly carbon dioxide. The EPA has options for states to choose from, such as conserving electricity or building more wind and solar projects. Coal produces about 40% of the electricity in the U.S., but it's been losing market share to cleaner-burning natural gas in recent years. That doesn't leave much room for the life Kathy Adkins of Madison, West Virginia, knows. She's a nurse, and her husband is a retired coal miner.
If you shut coal down, you lose miners. Miners lose money. They can't go out and they can't shop. So it affects other businesses. It affects your community.
As the EPA's public hearing began Thursday morning, West Virginia's Secretary of State, Natalie Tennant, was among the first to testify.
There is no reason to pit clean air against good-paying jobs. West Virginia can lead the country in developing coal technology that supports both.
Tennant wants more federal investment in research for technologies to capture carbon before it can get up into the atmosphere. But among those who want to replace coal plants, they see opportunity. At an event organized by environmental groups, Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto called for a new energy economy.
And we're not being dismissive of our brothers and sisters that are a part of the older energy economy. We want to bring them along and give them good jobs and opportunities in a new economy. But we can't be shackled to the way that things were.
At the hearing, Kathy Dahlkemper spoke in favor of the EPA's proposed rules. She's the county executive in Erie, Pennsylvania.
It's those who are marginalized that will feel the full brunt of climate change as its effects become more pronounced in the coming decades. The price of food will likely increase, and the poor are almost always the hardest hit when we have harsh weather-related disasters.
Hearings also were held this week in Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Denver. The EPA is expected to issue final rules next June. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Pittsburgh.